with the brightest listeners in all of radio making their observations, and we get them on whenever we can. Here's one, Mr. Smith. When I was growing up and eventually graduated from North Farmington High and on to EMU, I never remember such overt public hostility while others were exercising their right to assemble and their right to speak, for that matter. The following is becoming more true. The left is more than complacent when it allows and maybe even endorses, by the signals it sends, confrontation and civil disobedience when people are just trying to say something. That from our listener, Tony Mammut, Tony Mammut's SW Controls Incorporated. Thanks for weighing in, as you often do, Tony. I don't always get a chance to mention it, but I'm glad I was able to do that, as we welcome Senator Lana Tice, as the Michigan Senate Committee approves bills to limit school mask mandates. Senator Tice, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. This is a very important issue.
It is indeed, and it's a controversial issue, as anything COVID-related appears to now be. Tell me what you've done here in the Michigan Senate.
Well, thank you. This package addresses school mandates. So generally what it does is it would prohibit kids from being mandated to wear a mask, to take a vaccine, or to have asymptomatic testing without an opt-out or waiver process. And then it requires that our children be treated equally regardless of the decisions there, so regardless of their mask, vaccine, or asymptomatic testing status. We believe that health decisions for children should be made by their parents and not the school or government.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. It goes a little bit further. So ironically, we have this state constitution that guarantees a free public education to all of our students. We have truancy laws that requires that kids attend school or be taught. And then yet schools and governmental bureaucrats, with the advice of our governor and state health director, are prohibiting access to public schools for these children because of health decisions that, like I already said, are within the purview of the parents, not the schools. One of the stories we heard in committee yesterday was it was shocking. A 12-year-old girl got kicked out of school for not wearing a mask, and nobody even notified the parents.
That's a big mistake.
Yeah. We are always weighing risks and with the decisions in every aspect of our lives, and this is no different. COVID is dangerous. I'm not denying that. Absolutely. COVID is dangerous, and so are the mental health issues that are being made worse by these draconian measures that were taken last year by the governor and the MDHHS director, and now they're offering guidelines, like air quotes, leaving it to local control. But the best level of local control is our family. Parents are the most invested in their child's whole body health, and so they're considering all of it. And these decisions are theirs to make. And the parents aren't making these decisions lightly. It's really important that we allow them to do that.
Is this set of bills, because there are a few, and I'll talk about another bill in a moment, but is this affecting any other vaccinations that parents have to get their kids to get them into schools?
So there's already a waiver process for any vaccinations that are FDA approved. So parents have the choice to make they know what vaccinations they're supposed to have, and then there's a process by which they can waive that. And so right now, right now the for ages 12 to 15, the vaccine is still in an emergency use condition. But if it gets to a point where it's FDA approved, it would then bump into the waiver process like all of the other vaccines do.
Meaning if it gets approved for 12 to 15, as it has in some other countries, it would be online with chickenpox, measles, polio, go through the list of all the different vaccinations kids have to get before they go to school. And you still support people having to get those vaccinations for their kids unless they go through the process that's already set up for them to opt out based on religious reasons, or I'm not sure what all the reasons are. But is that correct?
Correct. I am not anti-vax by any means. I'm pro-choice in this area. The family has the right to choose their decisions, their health decisions for their child. And in this space, it's amazing to me that the government seems to think that We understand that that choice should exist in other areas, but in this one, we're going to create our own mandates, and then we're going to violate our own state laws by prohibiting kids from being able to go to school because they're not abiding by a mandate that should really be a parental decision.
It's tough, man. It is a tough situation because you're saying that parents can make a determination or decision for their child because they're the child's parent. But then there are other parents who say, well, wait a second, my child, in my belief system, is put at risk because of their child not doing certain things to protect their child from any illness that the child that we're talking about with the rights has. And you mentioned asymptomatic a couple of times. I mean, that is a big problem. There are people, in fact, if we would have figured this out a year and a half ago and people would have done the masks, that's exactly what a mask is good for. After we were told masks weren't good for anything, they are good for at least this. They are good for at least those who are asymptomatic, those who don't even know they have COVID. The masks, with irrefutable evidence, Senator, the masks do protect others around the wearer if they have COVID, even with no signs of COVID.
So I certainly understand what you're saying, and I will agree with you. There is a lot of data on both sides of this issue. But again, COVID is not the only thing that we're concerned about. We have higher levels of anxiety, higher levels of suicidality, and then might I mention some of the lowest test scores we've ever seen coming through this thing. We have huge problems getting our children educated, and we need to weigh the risks.
Yeah,
if your child is suicidal, if your child is actually wearing a mask not because of COVID, but because they don't want anybody to see their face, that becomes a huge problem.
Yeah,
and the parents are the ones who understand the mental health of their children. When we look at the actual risk, children are not anywhere near as at risk from this disease. They might catch it, yes, but then what's the effect on it? And you're looking at 0.01% of all of the COVID deaths in the state, less than 0.01%, are children. But yet we're shutting down schools. We're mandating masks for all the children, even the ones that have other medical issues for which it is a huge problem. Even our special ed students, prohibiting waivers in this space, it is creating a significant amount of issue beyond just trying to treat COVID. We have to understand the whole child, not just this singular virus.
Let me get this one in, Senator Tice. Another bill in the package would bar the director of the State Department of Health and Human Services or a local health official from issuing an emergency order. Does that apply to just this or to anything?
This is all within the school space, so this is all within education statute.
Okay. Thanks for being with us and giving us this part of the story, the Michigan Senate Committee approving bills to limit school mask mandates, Senator Lana Tice. You're always welcome here, Senator.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Mm-hmm.